All right, folks, this is The Quest, and we are coming to you live from our studio. TheQuestAtlanta.com is where you can donate, or you can call 470-508-1160. We are here all day. Well, not all day. Actually, we're going to take a break this afternoon and come back with the Divine Mercy Chapel, but we do need your help. We thank you for calling in, and especially for making those monthly gifts, folks. So keep calling in and keep things moving this hour. The first hour, we raised $1,510. We need $3,000, so we're $1,500 short there. Last hour, we raised $745, so we're short there. I'll let you do the math, but somewhere around $2,300. I need a couple short folks to call in and say, hey, I'm 5'2", and I'm going to give you $1,500, and or I'm 6'3", and I'm going to give you $2,300. Help us get back on track. We need your help. We need your support this hour. We're going to move on to another $3,000 goal. And so we're going to kind of get behind if you don't help us. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. I'm going to sweeten the pot this hour. As you know, today is October 13th. All right? The feast, or the commemoration of the miracle of the sun at Fatima over 100 years ago. I got a bunch of movies here. The Fatima movie, and this came out in 2019. So there's numerous versions of the Fatima story. This is the 2019 version of the Fatima story called Fatima. Anyone who calls this hour is going to get a copy of the Fatima movie. Give us a call, 470-508-1160, or give online, thequestatlanta.com. And as they say, but wait, there's more. You call this hour, and every dollar you give will go right towards the mission of The Quest, because yesterday, Carol Tira Smith announced that we are debt-free. Your radio station is debt-free, so all your dollars are going to go directly to the mission of Catholic Radio. You got no reason not to give, folks. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. If you give at that monthly, all donors who give at the monthly level are going to get that mug as well. So guess what? You got the mug. You got some Java in there, or some hot cocoa, or your favorite green tea. You're going to get a Fatima movie to sit down and watch. We got your night planned out for you. All right, give us a call, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. My name is Steve Splonskowski. I'm here with you to help continue this work. I've driven over 3,000 miles to get here to help you, because this work is so important, and I'm so honored to be able to help you do this work. But I'm not going to be alone this hour. I've got in studio with me Maria Forbes. Maria, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Almost afternoon. How are you? It's so exciting to be here.
Yes, Maria, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I had my first exposure to The Quest Atlanta about a year ago, and worked on a pledge drive here. And we are just so excited at Mary Our Queen to be part of this pledge drive and this mission of The Quest. And I've been given an incredible gift today that I can't wait to share with you all, Sister Christine. So I'm excited to introduce her and talk a little bit about her journey and her mission.
Well, let's introduce Sister Christine right now.
I think God put me in Sister's path. I was telling her about a month ago. I noticed her on Thursday at noon Mass, and I almost don't have words today. I was driving here and I forgot where I was going, and God just led me here, because I was listening to her stories on the radio in the car, and it was just. Her stories are life-changing, and I think they're so relevant to what we're all going through today. But Sister Christine is with us at Mary Our Queen. She runs the Good Shepherd Center in Chamblee and helps refugee families. And we are just thrilled to, I'm thrilled to get to know her. Her life, her journey, her mission, everything that she's doing here is just so important.
You know, I want to jump in right now. This is a great transition, Maria, that we're visiting with Sister Christine, because last hour we talked all about pro-life work, and you're working with families that are coming into the world, or into the country here. And this is the thing: as Catholics, we are pro-life across the board, from conception to natural death. We are pro-life. All levels, all human life matters. Folks, we get to talk with deacons who are going in to help with people who are in incarcerated. You know, the Lord doesn't abandon us, even though we abandon Him. So we as Catholics are all pro-life. And so this is another pro-life hour. Sister Christine, talk to us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, you know, give us a little background.
Yeah, I am a Vietnamese, born and raised in Hue, central Vietnam. And I growing up in Vietnam, and then I joined the Good Shepherd Sisters in Singapore. So I made my novitiate, like the training, in Singapore. After return to Vietnam, I made the first vows as the Good Shepherd, and I was among the youngest sisters and the beginning of the Good Shepherd Sisters in Vietnam. So I worked in Vietnam until before the collapse of South Vietnam. We were asked to leave the country because, you know, we don't have the permission, in the sense that to leave and do the work as the Good Shepherd Sisters, because we are not the final vows. We didn't make my perpetual vows. So we leave and we come to this country, the U.S. And later on, 6 months later, I was missioned to Asia. And I was asked to go to Macau, where I worked with a few Irish sisters. And we start the new convent in Macau. It's still working today. We work with the young women that have problems in Macau, and then later on I was asked to go to Hong Kong to work with delinquent teenagers. So I stay in Hong Kong for 11 years working with the children, Chinese, that having family problems. I was in England to study, to get my social work degree, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot as a sister, and I was asked to work with the skinheads and, you know, a lot of things, because I didn't understand English very well, and especially the British accent. So it's a lot of fun things. And
now I look back. Did you say skinheads?
Yes.
What are skinheads?
With skinheads is the group of gang members.
Oh, okay.
That they,
okay.
Yeah, they attack the law enforcement, anybody. So I think I learned a lot about how to deal with people that is not in our usual way of behavior. So I returned to U.S. in 1991, and I was in Maryland. I worked with YMCA as a therapist for a year, and then I was missioned to Atlanta, and I stay here since, and then found the Good Shepherd Services, an outreach center to the refugees and immigrants, and I work as the CEO from that time until today, present.
Awesome. If you just joined us, you're hearing the voice of Sister Christine. My name is Steve Sponskowski, in studio with Maria Forbes, and this is our pledge drive. Folks, we're going to need your phone call. We want to continue this conversation, but the phones and our internet is a little quiet right now, and in order to continue these conversations, we're going to need your call. Here's a phone number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Or thequestatlanta.com. Remember, everyone who calls in this hour, you are going to get the movie of Fatima, which, of course, today is the commemoration of the miracle of the sun at Fatima over 100 years ago, October 13th. You're going to get that movie. You also get the opportunity to support Catholic Radio. If you give a monthly donation, you'll get the Quest mug and an opportunity to win this beautiful artwork we have in our front office. Check us out. TheQuestAtlanta.com. Check us out on Facebook. Dom is posting some pictures right now. We'll be posting some pictures all day. Help us continue this work. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Christine, let's talk a little bit more about you and what's going on in the community here.
We drove here for an hour, and I probably heard, 15 different stories about the work that Sister Christine does, Steve. And I'd love for her to share about feeding the children. She has this incredible work with children who are in apartments near Good Shepherd Center, and her outreach is incredible, to just seeing them after school and understanding more about their cultures and the way that they deal with one another. And she feeds them snacks after school when they can't get into their homes because their parents are at work. And this is just a tiny little snippet of the types of things that are happening in our own backyard that we don't even know about. And Sister Christine is leading the way to helping these children. So tell us a little bit about that, Sister Christine, because I think it's just amazing what you do with the kids.
I find the group of people, of children, roaming in their apartment compounds when I came here first. And I was curious, so I found out that most of them, when they finish school, they go home, they're being locked out from their homes because the parents go to work with the kids, and the children come home, no snacks, nothing. So they roam around, they play, and it's unsupervised. And that was dangerous because a lot of people selling drugs and ask the children to go around and selling and give them just a few dollars. And that's how I kind of like so worried, and I thought maybe starting the after school program. And we starting that, and at one point we have about 60 kids, came because I think simply in the beginning I find that they are so hungry, no snacks. So I don't know where to get the food for them. So, of course, now when I look back, I find that something, the Lord sent some angel, because I was sitting under the tree in the habits and playing the melodica, teaching the kids some song in Vietnamese so that they don't get feel hungry and they don't go around, kind of fighting. So one gentleman, he passing by that Shamli Dangudi Road, and he saw a nun sit under the tree surrounded with a group of kids, and he stopped the car. He come in and he said, "Sister, what are you doing?" And I just looked at him. I said, "I don't know." Actually, I don't know what to do. I just arousing this group and just play with them. So he said, "Do you need anything, sister?" And I said, "Yeah, I need some fruit for the kids because they are hungry." So from that day on, for 3 months, every Monday, I saw a carton of fruit put in front of my apartment. If banana, sometimes it's apple. And until today, I don't know who he was. I just hardly remember how he looked like. But I do believe that is how God intervening when we are kind of ready and we want to go with him, and trust him enough. He do the rest. I find that.
Sister Christine, I think that's such an amazing story because, especially related to radio, the majority of our listeners are driving around in cars. And I think it's a great reminder, as you said, you were doing what the Lord is asking you to do, what you could do at that moment, playing music with the children. And a gentleman driving around in a car stopped in and said, "Sister, what do you need?" Similarly, Mother Angelica, when she was starting the television network, she had ordered over a million dollar satellite and didn't have the money. And a gentleman was in his yacht reading one of her pamphlets on the Eucharist and called and said, "Sister, what do you need?" And said they were delivering the satellite that day and she didn't have any money. And she went to the chapel and prayed. The Lord provides. But here's the thing, and as Mother Angelica would remind us, the Lord has a lot of money, but he gives it to you. It's in your pocket. The Lord could funnel money directly to Sister, to the Quest, to the great work that's going on. If he wanted to, he could give us a money tree, I suppose, but he doesn't. He gives the money to us, his children, so that we can be generous in supporting these great works, the great work of the Good Shepherd Center and the great work here at The Quest. And folks, we're going to need your call. I haven't received any phone calls this hour yet. The internet is down, I guess. So maybe the whole world is down. Maybe nobody can hear us. No, that's not true. But our internet is quiet. Our phones are quiet. Our mobile app is quiet. Folks, we do need your help. You're right now. We're sitting here playing a fife. We're playing some music on the radio. Our voices, we're talking. And we're crying out to you saying, hey, we need your help. We need your help to continue this work. This work cannot be continued without you. Now, the Holy Spirit is inviting you to be a part of this work. And so I'm asking you to respond to that. Give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or visit us online, thequestatlanta.com. Folks, we haven't met any of our goals today yet. Yesterday, we had a pretty good hour, a pretty good day, a very good day. But today, we're off all day long. We're short 1,500 the first hour. We're short 2,300 the second hour. I'm still looking for those short folks to say, hey, I'll make up the first hour, and I'll make up the second hour. And this hour so far, nothing. Now, we're not discouraged, so we're not discouraged, because I know the Holy Spirit is out there right now preparing hearts for this message, just as Sister was telling her story. And she's playing playing music because the children are hungry, and a gentleman stops by in the car and says, Sister, what are you doing? And she said, I need food. And he's been dropping a basket of fruit at her door for a long time. Well, we need you to drop some fruit at our door. Okay, and here's how you can do it. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online, thequestatlanta.com. My name is Steve Splonskowski. I'm in studio with Maria Forbes and Sister Christine, who is at Mary, Our Queen of Peace, a Catholic Church, and she's part of, well, you're the CEO of the Good Shepherd Center. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so she's sharing some stories of God's providence, and I love these stories, Sister, because the Lord's like, I will take care of you, right? I mean, talk to us a little bit how in your own heart, Sister, so activity-wise, you're like, Lord, what do I do? Well, I'll just play music. How does the Lord work within your own prayer life and then speak to you and show you his divine providence and care for you?
I find that growing up, I'm a very curious person, and I want to know something that not routine. Always want to find out. And so that come along, sometime I get some good result, but so often I get a lot of punishment because of the curiosity. And you know that being a nun, you are not supposed to. So, but I do appreciate that, that thing, that sometimes curiosity give me the new look, the new finding and explore things. And God quietly doing in that. I love to look at nature, and I realize that, you know, during the fall, I often sit quietly and look at outside. And I see the seed grow or drop down very quietly. But the tree, big tree, when it dropped down, it made such a huge noise. And you see creation, very God made creation very quietly. It dropped down. It's kind of he commanded, and it's come into being quiet. But when we want to make the big things, when we destroying the universe, then it's always make the big noise. The creature of God, or the beautiful of this universe, we always make big noise. And so I appreciate the silent.
Yes, and I love what you're talking about there too, some curiosity too. I know Pope Francis, in his letter announcing the year of St. Joseph, talked about St. Joseph's creative courage. You know, and sometimes, a lot of times in our ministries, in this work, we have to step outside the norm. We have to step outside our comfort zones. and say, okay, Lord, I guess I got to get a little creative here, and we got to be courageous in stepping forward. And that, you know, much of what you're talking about, your work with delinquent teenagers, the skinhead gangs and the refugees and the children, it's just like, you got to step out in courage. And folks, we're asking you to step out in courage right now. Get creative. Okay. So if you don't want to call the number 470-508-1160, if you don't want to give online, thequestatlanta.com, what do you want to do? What do you do? Get creative. I don't care. Stop by and drop a check. That would be great. We'd love to meet you. Whatever you'd like to do, we need you to get creative right now. Step out in courage and help us with this work. If you're curious, stop by. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com is a way you can help us with this work. We're talking right now with Sister Christine of the Good Shepherd Center, and Maria Forbes is our co-host this morning.
Yes, yes. And I'll tell you, I was also just so touched by part of our conversation this morning, coming into the studio, about curiosity, that was in a different context, Sister Christine, than you just described, but I think so fitting for our conversation today, of just being curious about one another. And when we think about refugee families, and we think about children who are, you know, locked out of their apartments or on the streets, and all of your exposures to children and young people who are in difficult situations, very difficult situations, as you've described, around the world where you've been. And for us to be curious about one another is such a great thing.
Folks, we do have to step away for a break just at the bottom of the hour here, but we're going to continue this conversation about curiosity on the other side of the break here. Give us a phone number, our phone call, 470 is our phone number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online thequestatlanta.com. We are in studio with Maria Forbes and Sister Christine of the Good Shepherd Center. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I think that we are so blessed as Catholics to have Mama Mary, okay? When my kids are little, they call her Mama M, and then eventually she becomes Mama Mary. We are so blessed with Blessed Virgin Mary, whatever name you want to call her. She's amazing. She's a mom. She gets it, right? She totally gets it, and she desires us to know and encounter her son. So when you have had a hard day and you felt like you have failed today as a mom, ask for her help. When you don't know what to do for your child, I turn to her, and I'm like, okay, Mary, I don't know what my son needs right now, but you do. So you please fill in the gaps, fill in the pieces where I'm messing up here, and you just be with them. You help him, you help her, encourage them, and lead them to your son. Let them know him, love him, and serve him. And I think that we get to take advantage of that, which is really cool. I am nowhere near as good of a mom as her, but I try, and by her grace, she will teach me how to be a good mom too.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Hi, this is Georgette Samaritan, a cradle Catholic from Kennesaw, Georgia. I'm so blessed to have Atlanta's Catholic radio station, The Quest, in my life. Each program feeds my mind and my soul in some special way and deepens my focus on those issues that matter the most in my life, namely my relationship to our Lord and His Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Loving Father, we thank you for the many ways you have blessed our lives. We thank you for the Quest and the listeners who encounter you through this station. You are a powerful God, and we need Catholic radio now more than ever. We pray that the 3 days of this pledge drive will be fruitful. We offer it to you with total abandonment and trust. We look forward to the treasures you will share through our guests. Lord, blanket the Quest with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth and love. O Holy Spirit, you are the consolation of our hearts and the inspiration of our best achievements. As we seek your guidance, we envision the apostles at Pentecost filled with a new wisdom and understanding, on fire to spread the word of God to all who would listen. Let us have a measure of that Pentecost for your glory. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Henry Atem from St. George in Newnan, and this is my favorite prayer, the St. Augustine Prayer. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
We're back. I'm Maria Forbes with Sister Christine, and we left right before the break with a thought around our world and curiosity, and in such a wounded state of our world right now, and so much prejudice that we experience. It's interesting to find out from Sister Christine what goes on in our own backyard and across the world. But she has such experience in confronting and helping to create understanding around prejudice and things that I think a lot of the young kids are going through right now. And Sister, I'd love to get your thoughts on just how you've dealt with some of these groups of children and some of the things, like you were telling a story about the Asian children having to sit in the back of the bus and things that we just don't hear about enough. And we need to pique our own curiosity about what's going on out there and how we might be able to help.
I think kids, most of them, when we from different countries and come into this country, we have to learn to accept one another. And children, usually they don't have that because they go to school and then they kind of grouping depending on their culture and their language. So they have so many different groups. That's what I noticed when children from Clarkston, when they go to school, then you have Somalian, you have the people from Kenya, you have the Vietnamese at that time, and you have some Laotians. So it's very different. So they might kind of bully each other because every group, they want to be stronger. So they usually don't fight in school because, you know, if the group is larger, they will tell they're a little bit bullying and say to the other group that, oh, you go at the back. You are not supposed to sit in front. And we occupy all this front seat for our friends. So all this is kind of like kids, for them it's very important. And so they usually after from the bus, they get home, they will start the fights. And the parents will join in to protect their children. So it's become like between the adults, they will fight. And I think this is quite normal, because that is the way they behave. You know, when you're in the new place. And so sometimes I kind of like get into this. And some of the kids have to go to school for the disciplinary, they have the panel, and then they say so-and-so fighting, and so you are suspended from being in school for how long. And so, you know, it's kind of, to me, we didn't understand where they come from. And we just keep the discipline, and they have to be like this, like that. But that these children, that's why they are well behaved in school, but when they go home, they start think something else. And I think I find after school program will be the great answer to help the kids to learn about the new culture in US as well as in the school. You have the whole different culture. When you go back to your family, it's different. And I remember some of the Vietnamese kids go to the center to do the homework, and they often tell my volunteers, you do my homework. I go out and play. When you finish my homework, call me. And I will go, and this is the, and my volunteers will get so upset. What are they doing? Why? I said, this is the Vietnamese culture. Most of the kids, the parents just want them to get the high mark and then get the pass in the class. And they're very proud about it. So quite many parents do the homework for the kids if they know how to do it. But when they are new in this country, they can't do it. So they go to our center just to get some volunteers to do their homework. And so I encourage the volunteers, tell them, no, you should come in, do your homework, finish the work, get there. So I think we need to be able to embrace something new, something that's going, because that is very, very important. And then we can help each other by, learning. And then accepting, and then we become the...
That's exactly the word I was thinking was embrace. You know, be curious, embrace one another, and start to heal the wounds of prejudice and separation. In beginning with the children, it's so great that you do this for the children, who will then pass it on as they grow older and become more accepting of differences.
Yes. That's true.
Well, sister, we'd like to thank David and Kelly for checking in and saying this. We're giving a gift to the Quest in honor of Sister Christine and all the beautiful work she has done. So, Sister Christine, thank you so much for that. Also, Damien called in, my son. He's here, and he said this is a gift for Dad. So thank you, Damien, so much for that. Damien is 10 years old, and he gave $10. So here's the deal, folks. Maybe you want to consider a gift of your age. And I won't give out your age on the air. How's that? But just a gift of any number, any size, as sister is working with the children. And do you have any of the children you work with? Are they what ages are they, Sister Christine?
They're from 6 to 14.
6 to 14. So my son Damien is right in there, 10 years old. So many wonderful children out there who are needing love and care. And we actually shared the previous hour also a story about a young man who was adopted by a father. The children are, as Mother Teresa would say, flowers. They are the flowers of our world and such a beautiful gift. So, folks, help us continue this work so that those children can be continued to be drawn to the faith. And also, our goal is to share these kinds of stories, the work that's going on in the church. You want to get the bad news? Go to secular media. Okay, you want to get the bad news? Go read, what's going on in the other news. But we are the good news, and we get to hear talk about the good things that are going on. And most of us surround ourselves with the bad news. Most of us spend more time with the secular media, and it's mostly lies, just making it up. So here's what I recommend you do. Listen to Catholic radio. Listen to Catholic media. Every couple of weeks, check out what's going on in the secular media, because every couple of weeks is when, check out the news 2 weeks later and it's actually true after they've retracted it and walked a few things back instead of making up the news. But on the Catholic radio, we don't make up news. We don't have to. We got the good news right here. The Lord is always at work, no matter what's going on in the world. Many of the saints, so we're talking about our theme today, this week, is saints, heroes for all times. St. Polycarp, St. Augustine, St. Aquinas, and many of our very good bishops, Archbishop Chaput reminds us in his book, Render Unto Caesar. There is the idea of the good old days, nostalgia, it's a lie. Every age has its struggles. There's no such thing as the good old days. And you may think, well, right now the church is really struggling. Folks, we've had popes who've tried to kill each other. We've had popes who've had mistresses. And even as I mentioned yesterday, 15 years after Christianity, after Catholicism became legal under Constantine, 15 years, within 15 years, the Arian heresy popped up. And Arius said Jesus was not truly divine. And guess what? Two-thirds of the bishops of the world agreed with him. Two-thirds of the bishops. Within 15 years, when Catholicism became legal, we all got lazy and decided Jesus was no longer God. Okay? This is nothing new under the sun, as Scripture tells us. Nothing new under the sun. Don't focus on the negative news. Focus on the good news. What's going right here on Catholic Radio, on the quest. Help us continue this work. You might say, Steve, you got your head in the sand. No, I don't. I have my head in the clouds because I'm facing and looking for Jesus, because he is the only Savior. No politician will ever save you. Actually, the Jews thought Jesus would be a Messiah. Their Messiah they were hoping for was somebody who would be a political leader who would come and free them from the occupation of the Roman Empire. That was their hope. And Jesus said, I don't think so. I think I'm going to die on this cross instead. Servant leadership. That's what we need. That's what we're talking about here on Catholic Radio all the time. The politicians will not save you, but Jesus Christ will. Give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online thequestatlanta.com. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get involved in politics, but I'm saying put it in its proper place. Your faith comes first, and that's where it is here, right here. Number one priority, relationship with Jesus Christ on the quest. We're here to remind you about that. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. Help us continue this work. Right, Maria?
Absolutely. And people like Sister Christine bringing peace to the world and showing us how we should really view one another is an incredible gift today. And Sister Christine told me another story on the way here that I thought was just so profound. As our world is in the state it is, a man in a grocery store, I think it was Sister Christine, who noticed you in your habit and had some trouble. And you really set him straight in the most peaceful way. Would you tell our listeners about that?
Yes, I went to the Kroger and want to buy something. And one young man who worked there in the vegetable section, and he came to me and he said, are you a nun? So I said, yes. And he said, I don't like nuns. I hate nuns. So I said, what do you mean? And he said, my mom. I'm from Haiti, and my mom growing up and have been taught that not good, like sex is bad. And so I grew up in the family that always have conflicts between my dad and my mom, and they end up divorced because of those nuns teaching like that. So I kind of look at him and I said, yes, I'm so sorry about that. But, you know, that nuns, it's at that time, it's what she knows. She bring her best, try to tell the children what she knows. And, you know, I appreciate you to tell me that. And I going home thinking, well, you know, I'm very happy because this person, at least he came to me and he says something, some anger that is in his heart. I am the instrument that just to be there for him and listen to him. And that will be kind of change his way of thinking about Catholic nuns or Catholic priests. Because so often we just go around and we don't want to leave what we think. We have to listen and see. There are so many things that the Lord, many signs that the Lord sent to us every day through ordinary people. And I thought, that man I met, he taught me also a lot, a big lesson. And I feel humble and grateful to the Lord.
And now he says hello to you when you go into the store, right?
He's so happy every time he sees me come and Sister Christine. And I'm so glad because, you know, I share with you, Maria, about wearing the habits. If yes. I didn't wear the habits, they didn't know I'm the nun. And he will continue to get that anger in his heart.
Yes, we were talking about nuns wearing habits. Mm-hmm. You know, where are they? I asked Sister Christine. I don't see them. And I spotted Sister Christine in Mass, and she was talking about that they don't always wear their habit. But had she not had it on that day, this man would not have had the opportunity that he did to get some clarity and meet somebody so wonderful.
Yeah, that outward sign of your profession of faith is a beautiful gift. I love it when we see our priests in their collars or their cassocks or whatever. We can see the commitment that you've made. And like you said, that man came up to you and he shared with you his anger. What a great gift, and what a great response, sister. I mean, oftentimes I think that is in the church, there's a misunderstanding. We actually just had a quote last hour that we shared from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. There are not 100 people in the United States who hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they wrongly perceive the Catholic Church to be. And of course, as we know, our church is not holy because of her members necessarily, but because of her founder. And we as human beings, we are wounded, we are in poverty, and so we don't always present the teachings of the faith well, and that can push others away. So we have to be willing to accept some of our failings and also accept that the Lord is the one who keeps the church here. And folks, you are the ones who help keep the quest here with your help. We'd like to thank Joanne, who checked in online. Joanne, thank you for your gift. She's from Kennesaw. And then also Vic checked in, gave a phone call. Vic, thank you for that very nice gift. You can join Joanne and Vic this hour by calling 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can give at thequestatlanta.com. I'm going to give you a little update where we're at. We're running a little quiet this morning, folks. There's a lot of chatter in the halls, as you can probably hear, but not so much chatter on our phones or on the internet. So give us a shout. This hour, $385. So we're coming up short again. We've got about 10 minutes left in this hour. It was $1,500 short the first hour, $2,200 or $2,300 the second hour, and we're still coming up short here, folks. We're going to need your help. 470-508-1160. What do you love about the quest? What would you miss about the quest? You've only had the quest around here for 3 years. How was it 3 years ago without the quest? Well, give us a call. Help us continue this work. 470-508-1160. I'm not threatening you. I'm not saying the quest is going to go anywhere because the Lord wants it, but he does want you to be a part of it. So help us give continue this work. 470-508-1160. Or check us out online, thequestatlanta.com. Maria, you want to let's talk a little bit more about what Sister Christine is doing.
I think so. We have a caller with a question for Sister Christine. Is that right? No. Okay. I wanted to share with listeners something else about Sister Christine told me today about when she was in China and working with young women, another incredible outreach that she had been involved in China, and learning the Chinese language and talking with I think maybe the Archbishop, Sister Christine?
No, with the church.
With
we
the church.
To court to dismiss
it. Oh, right, them. Right. Tell listeners about that. Another, it's funny because it's about learning the language, but it's also just another example of the incredible outreach you're doing with the young women.
I was in Hong Kong and I didn't know Cantonese very well. I was asked to work up to be a counselor and live with 20 girls that they are from, problem families. So these girls, they are kind of teenagers and very kind of they don't respect people. They just live they usually live. So I don't know Chinese, but I pick up Chinese from them, from daily conversation. So on the day I went to court to dismiss one of the girls, and there was a church. He's from England, and then the rest own so many people who are sitting around. And he asked me to report on these girls before we allowed this girl to go home and live, her own life. So anyway, I bow and I say something in Cantonese, in Chinese that I learned, and very reverently I bow to the church and I say, "Good morning, church," and all that. And he asked me about where you work and what you're doing and all that. So I do the report all in English after that. But at the end of the hearing, he told me quietly, he said, "Sister, could you go to my office after this? I want to see you." So when I came in and he asked me, "Where did you learn your Chinese?" And I said, "I learned from my girls." And he said, "Oh my gosh." So I said, what do you mean? He said, I can't repeat. It turned out that, you know, I used the F word in every sentence that I say, and everybody was shocked. They were feel so embarrassed, and nobody dared to tell me what that means. So I feel humbled. At the same time, I feel it's so much fun because I allow myself to be the fool, but that is the reality. You know, when you work with young people, the future of the church or the world and our country, I think we have to go where they are in order to teach them, to help them how to follow us. So I thought that was the privilege that for the first time, I kind of publicly made a fool of myself. But I think it's fun.
Kind of be careful who you learn the language from, right?
There you go.
Yes.
Well, and speaking of that, Sister Christine, you had mentioned earlier there had a caller had a question, and a caller had a question relating to your working with the youth and the ones that are locked out of their homes, and said, do you have an outreach also to parents who are locking their children out of the homes, or is there a way to address some of the parental problems, obviously the root of the problems?
Very much so, because throughout the years now, we have parents came to the center, we have parenting classes, and we invite the law enforcement to talk to our kids during summer to teach them about what you do when you see the gun in the drawer in your home. What do you do when you see the fire, and how to cross the street, and how to behave when you are in public, and all that things. The police, local police, during summer program do that. About the parents, we also invite the police and also some people from the different like nutrition people, expert. In nutrition, about diet, how to help the children, especially during summer, to have enough food to eat. And we also, almost every day, we're taking care about their immigration work, paperwork, family reunion, and apply for green card, for visa, and also for family violence intervention and DUI. I am the one that contract with the states to provide all this for non-English speaking people. That means we are reaching out to the families in need because of the language and the culture. They dare not approach anybody. So we are like the stepping stone to bring the people to the new culture.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Sister Christine. Sister Christine, what's your last name?
Chuang? Christine Chuang.
Okay. Sister Christine Chuang. And also in studio, Maria Forbes. My name is Steve Splunskowski. This is our pledge drive, folks. We did receive a rash of phone calls there for a little bit, but it's kind of quieted down. Raised just under $400 this hour, so we're going to need some calls. You know, a couple of callers maybe at $1,000, a couple of callers giving at that dollar a day. $360 a month, sorry, a year, a dollar a day, or $30 a month. We need your help to continue this work so we can continue to share the good news with you. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can give online, thequestatlanta.com. Also give on that mobile app that is available right there. Maria, can you talk to us a little bit for the next, we only got a few minutes at the top of the hour. Why should people support The Quest?
Oh my goodness. So many reasons. I have only learned about The Quest about a year ago, and was such a wonderful experience working on a project with Carol Tiresmith. And, you know, the way that we can spread the word happens so much faster over the airwaves, right? We can reach so many more people. So The Quest is this resource we're so fortunate to have locally in Atlanta. this incredible group of people that is just growing and growing and growing each year that the Quest is on air, to help bring souls to Christ in so many ways. And those ways are all unique to each individual host or volunteer of the Quest. And they're using their God-given abilities to achieve this mission, which is an incredible mission, a timely mission always. And I think, you know, the reason to listen to the Quest is personal for each and every listener. You know, it meets you where you are. There's so many different kinds of programs and conversations going on at the Quest. And so anywhere you are in your faith or questions you have about your faith, we're finding this an incredible resource for everybody.
Sister Christine, can you talk to us a little bit how maybe the Quest is actually even working in conjunction with the work that you do with families? Do you see a kind of an overlap?
No, I think because the now I get quite more friends, people from all walks of life, and especially the people that I connected not only in at Mary Our Queen, Marietta, St. Anne. And also Holy Cross, all that, a lot of friends that I know. And I think they have been supporting me during the years because they are very generous. And I really grateful because I think God is sending you on to help me. And I appreciate this radio station because it gives me a chance to say, to voice what we are really needing for our Catholic Church, really needing right now, all of us to be one voice and to be with the Lord.
So we're working together. It's a community working together. And so that overlap of faith and that overlap of doing the Lord's work. Well, we have to step away at the top of the hour for a legal ID. So Sister Christine, thank you so much for being here with us this hour. And Maria, thank you so much for co-hosting.
My great pleasure.
Sure appreciate it. Folks, we still need your call. Phone lines are still kind of quiet. Actually, very quiet. So give me a phone call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online thequestatlanta.com. That's our website. This is AM 1160 WCFO East Point, Atlanta, The Quest.